Hey everyone, welcome back. We're going to be taking a deep dive today into something super important, especially if you're a women's basketball player looking to really, you know, make the most of your offseason.
Yeah.
And that is the mental game. We're going to be checking out some stuff from Davenport Psychology. They've got this program, the Offseason Reset.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, and we'll be pulling in some insights from like actual sports psychology research too.
That's great.
Just to kind of round things out, right?
Absolutely. I think that's really smart because a lot of times, you know, athletes just focus so much on the physical during the off season that they kind of forget about the mental side.
It's all about, you know, hitting the gym, getting those drills in. But Davenport Psychology is really saying like, hey, the off season, that's
prime time
to build up that mental game.
Absolutely.
And it makes sense, but like, how does that actually work? Like, how does training your mind actually make you better on the court? You know, we all know basketball is a mental game, but can you give me some like concrete examples?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that Davenport Psychology talks about is that they've actually found that players who go through their program see a significant drop in unforced errors. Like, they're not just saying, oh, you're going to feel better or whatever.
Okay.
They've actually seen like a 15% decrease in turnovers.
Oh, 15%. That's huge.
Yeah, that's big.
Like, that could totally change a game, right?
Absolutely.
So we're talking about, you know, really impacting performance, not just like, feeling.
Exactly.
Which is cool, right?
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that they emphasize a lot that really jumped out at me when I was looking at their material was this idea of mental toughness.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean?
Yeah, totally. So they don't just like use that as a buzzword, right? But they actually break it down into practical things like, how do you stay composed when the pressure is on?
Right.
How do you bounce back from a setback? How do you not let, you know, your emotions just completely dictate?
Yeah.
You know, how you play.
Right. Get in your head.
And that, you know, in sports psychology, we talk a lot about resilience. And there's so much research that shows that athletes who are more resilient tend to have lower anxiety. They perform better.
That makes sense.
Under pressure.
Yeah, totally. But okay, so you're dealing with the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But what about that voice in your head? Like, we all have it, right? That little voice, it's like, you're not good enough.
Oh, for sure.
You messed up. You know, you're not going to make it.
Really?
And Davenport Psychology talks a lot about confidence. Right.
Yeah.
Building confidence and keeping like a positive mindset.
Yeah.
Which sounds great, but like, how do you actually do that?
Right. It's so much easier said than done.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels impossible.
And you know, it's really interesting. There's a lot of research now, especially with women athletes, that shows that self-compassion can actually be more powerful than just trying to like pump yourself up.
Okay.
It's about like treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a teammate.
Yeah.
So it's not ignoring your mistakes or pretending they don't matter.
Right.
But it's about like, how can you learn from them without like beating yourself up?
It's like you're building like a supportive inner voice rather than a critical one, right?
Exactly.
Which again, that could change how you're playing on the court.
Absolutely.
I love that. Okay. So speaking of changing the game, another thing that Davenport Psychology talks about is these techniques for like improving focus.
Yeah.
And they talk about visualization, right?
Yeah.
Can you like break that down a bit? Like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah, totally. So like, you know, when you're in a game, there are so many distractions, right? You've got the crowd, you've got the scoreboard, you got opponents, like talking trash, your own teammates, like, you know, all that stuff, right? So focus is about how do you block all that out?
Okay.
And stay in the moment, right?
Yeah.
Present.
Right, present.
And visualization is like mental rehearsal.
Okay.
Where you're basically picturing yourself in your mind successfully, like, executing plays.
You're training your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
To, like, react the right way, even when you're in a high-pressure situation.
Right.
Which I guess kind of ties into what they're talking about with this like locus of control thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Locus of control is basically whether you believe that you're in control of what's happening.
Got it.
Or if you're just kind of along for the ride.
Interesting.
And in basketball, like having a strong locus of control means you're taking responsibility for your actions. You're not letting setbacks define you.
Okay.
And you're recognizing that, like, even if you can't control everything that happens on the court,
right,
you can control how you respond to it.
So you're not just reacting, you're making a choice.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. So last thing from Davenport psychology that I want to touch on is goal setting. Right.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about
crucial.
Not just like dreaming big, which we all do,
right,
but actually making a plan to get there.
Absolutely. And, you know, in sports psychology, that's something that we see over and over again, is that setting these specific measurable goals really gives athletes a sense of purpose, a sense of direction.
Right.
It's not just about like, I want to be a better player. Right. It's how do you break that down
right
into smaller steps?
Yeah.
Like, I want to increase my free throw percentage by 5% this season.
Oh, yeah.
Or I want to improve my ball handling skills. I'm going to practice 30 minutes every day.
Yeah. So you have like concrete steps
right
to get there.
Yeah, totally.
That's really cool. Okay. So it sounds like what we're learning here mm-hmm. is that mental training is not just about like thinking positive thoughts.
Right.
It's really about developing actual mental skill.
Oh, so
that can impact how you play.
It's like adding all these tools to your toolbox, right? It's not just about like, you know, be positive. It's like, here are the things you can do to actually train your mind.
Yeah, I love that. It's like a mental playbook or something.
Exactly.
So I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
Thinking about your own game,
mm-hmm.
what area of this mental training stuff do you think you could benefit from the most?
Yeah.
Is it building resilience,
yeah.
right? Is it that locus of control? Is it visualization? Like, what could really help you level up?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, like, all these mental tools, they're there for you.
They are.
You just got to, you know, use them.
You got to put in the work, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. And we've seen it can really make a difference, right?
Absolutely.
So think about that, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.
Sounds good.